This is the MBSR body scan. Body scan will run for approximately 40 to 45 minutes. So allowing your fat self to find space and time where you will not be disturbed. And giving yourself an intention that should there be a distraction, you will not be distracted. And you will allow yourself this time and space to be one of nurturing, one of allowing, giving yourself permission to be with this body scan in this moment. So choosing a room that's warm and free from distractions, maybe leaving your phone off or taking it downstairs. Finding yourself a space where there's room to lie down. You may wish to lie down on the bed, on a mat, on blankets, on the carpet. Choosing a place that's comfortable. As the body is kept still for a while, it may be useful to make sure that you're covered with a blanket so that you stay warm. You may wish at this time to use a chair and do this meditation in a sitting position, whichever is most comfortable for you at this time. So lying down, checking where your body is positioned now on the floor. Position is one of being free of tension. So checking that your legs and feet are relaxed. Maybe that your feet just fall away from each other. Checking the small of your back. It may be appropriate to put a rolled up blanket or a small cushion under the small of your back. It may also help to raise your legs slightly at the knees to support your back. In which case you may wish to put a pillow or similar under your knees. Then checking that your neck and head are also supported. You may wish to have your head on a small cushion or pillow. Your arms and hands should be gently by your sides. The traditional position is with your palms facing upwards. However, doing anything that is most comfortable for you at this time. You may wish to have your eyes open or closed. If your eyes are open, have them gently focused on an area 2 or 3 feet above you. If you have your eyes closed, it may be that should you find yourself falling asleep or feeling sleepy, you may wish to open them to help avoid that sleepy feeling. If you're sitting, check that your feet are flat on the ground and that your back is in a position that's upright, preferably away from the back of a chair. You may need, again, something supporting you at the small of your back. So welcoming yourself to this time of nurturing and experiencing. Gently moving your attention through your body to the areas that are in contact with the floor. Starting with your heels. Just noticing your heels, your calves and thighs, and your buttocks as they're in contact with the ground beneath you. Moving up your attention to your back, your shoulders. Your shoulder blades moving down your arms, your elbows, and your hands. And then noticing your head as it rests on the support. Engaging with these areas of contact with the floor. allowing the weight of your body to come through these areas of contact, and recognizing how the floor is there supporting your body at this time, in this moment, as you're lying in this position. Noticing how your body may feel as it gives into the floor, the mattress, the blanket. Moving your attention to the breath. The breath is an anchor point. So you may wish at this time to place a hand on your belly just below your ribs, just engaging with the breath as it happens in this moment. Engaging with the in-breath and with the out-breath. The breath can be the place that you draw your attention to should you find yourself in a thought or in a daydream or with an experience that's not where your intention is. So using the breath as an anchor. Noticing the hand rising with the in-breath and lowering with the out-breath. The inhalation and the exhalation. Now moving your attention from the breath, allowing the breath to be the vehicle where your attention goes, and thinking of your breath as moving from the abdomen down the legs, past your knee, onto your calf and ankle. And moving your attention to your left big toe. Allowing your attention to be with your left big toe at this moment. Noticing what is there. There may be nothing. There may be sensations of warmth or cold. The feeling of clothing or cloth. Then allowing your attention to move to the little toe on the left foot. The spaciousness between the big toe and the little toe. Noticing the experience just now as your attention is with this area, your big toe and little toe. The spaciousness. Noticing whether there's a feeling between the big toe and the little toe of the other toes. Noticing whether there's a dryness, a moistness, an itchiness, a nothingness. Just allowing a curiosity what you may or may not be feeling at this moment. And moving attention from the toes to balls of your feet and the arch and the sole of the heel. Just noticing, or in your mind's eye, experiencing what is here now in this moment. Might there be circulating air that you can feel? A feeling of tingliness. Changes in the air. Allowing yourself to be with this experience at this moment, in this time. Then gently moving your attention to the heel and ankle. Noticing the change in experience as you move your attention to a new place. Perhaps using your mind's eye to envisage the bones or the internal working around the ankle and the heel. Is there a sense of muscles or warmth or blood flow? Or is there nothing? Whatever is here right now, that is what is here right now. And then letting go of the attention of the foot and ankle. Moving your attention to your lower leg and calf. Noticing the contact of the leg with the floor. What's the experience like inside and outside? Is there a feeling of compression or stretching? Warmth, prickliness? Noticing with a curiosity what might be going on just now in the calf and lower leg. Maybe that one part of the calf and lower leg feels different from the other. Just allowing this to be as it is in this moment. And moving attention to the knee. The front of the knee and the back of the knee. Using awareness and curiosity in your mind's eye to notice the experience inside and outside of this area, this knee. Is there a stretching or a compression or an extra warmth or coolness? Twinges. Letting be what is in this moment. Allowing it to be. And then letting go of the attention to your knee and lower leg. Moving attention up to your left thigh, upper leg. Noticing here the sensations in this part of your body. Noticing what might be going on in the skin or the clothing or in the contact of the floor with your lower leg. It's allowing a spacious open awareness to explore what's being experienced here in this body at this time in this thigh. It may be that you can sense the blood or muscles. Or maybe there's something unusual. Just allowing what is to be what is in this moment. And then using the breath to move attention from the leg as a whole. So as you follow the out-breath, allow that to be a letting go of the left leg. And using the in-breath to be a focus as it goes down the right leg towards the right big toe. Noticing the right big toe at this moment. Noticing your attention with the right big toe. What's going on here in this moment? It may be that there is a feeling of nothing. There may be a tingling, Your warmth are pulsating. Just allowing what is to be. And then moving attention to the little toe. What's going on here with your little toe, your little right toe? Is there any experiencing coolness, pressure of clothes or blanket, moist, dry? Your sense of what's going on. What's going on between the big toe and the little toe? The other toes in between. Allowing yourself time and curiosity to explore the experiences going on in your right toe. Your right toes. And moving attention from your toes to the sole, the ball, the arch, and the heel of your right foot. The sensations here in your right foot. Perhaps using your mind's eye. And even noticing whether there's internal sound. Allowing yourself to experience the feelings in the sole of your right foot. Then moving attention to the heel and ankle of your right foot, the connection of your foot to your lower body, your lower leg. What's going on here in this moment? Is there a sense of the bones and the muscles and the tendons and the skin accommodating the foot and the leg? Noticing a change of pressure on the floor to move to a different part of your foot and ankle. Just allowing what is in this moment to be all that there is in this moment. Then using the breath, using the exhalation to let go of that area of your foot, the ankle and the foot. And moving your attention through the in-breath to your calf and lower leg. Noticing now how your right calf is, how it is on the floor, whether there's a sensation as it meets the floor, the sense of the muscles or the bones within the leg, curiosity of the skin around the muscles. Noticing in contact with air, material. Allowing an open curiosity about what's going on in this lower leg just now. If you find your mind wandering, and using the breath as a focus for your attention, until you find your intention to continue experiencing the body. Using the breath to notice where thoughts and daydreams may have taken you, to come back to the breath as an anchor. So now moving attention to the knee, the front of the knee, the back of the knee, Are you noticing the slight bend in your knee? And being curious about the sensations of the muscles and tendons and bones. Is there any experience here in this moment? And now letting go of your attention of the knee and lower leg, and then moving attention towards your thigh, the thigh of your right leg, this long area of leg. Allowing your attention to sweep from the lower end near the knee to the upper end, near the thigh, near the hip. Just being with these sensations that are here now in this moment. The contact with the floor, the contact with clothing, the contact with the area around. And inviting a curiosity, using your inner eye to have a sense of the muscles and tendons and blood supply. It may be that there's no feeling, a numbness, or a strong feeling, twinging, allowing what is to be what is here in this moment. It is what it is. And then using the breath, letting go of the attention of your right leg as you do an exhalation. With an inhalation, drawing your attention to your pelvis and lower abdomen, the internal area around your lower torso. Being curious here about the sensations within your body. The sensations and experience of the legs meeting the hips. The feelings of the legs rotating in your hips. They're just resting on the floor. Allowing yourself experiencing of what's going on in your pelvis and genital area. Noticing what goes on. Your attention is drawn to this area of your body. Again, the tingling, warmth, numbness. Allowing what is to be what is. And then with your out-breath, letting go of this area and moving your attention to your abdomen and ribs and chest area. Having a curiosity about this torso, the organs within the body. The stomach, the lungs and the heart. Allowing yourself to focus on these areas, noticing how your body may move, the lungs, the sensation of the heart beating, or noticing whether there's experience from your stomach. Maybe the rising and falling as you have your in-breath and your out-breath. or maybe the gurgling and churning, because of something within your stomach. Noticing the edges of these experiences. Perhaps noticing whether there's nothing, an emptiness, a blankness, allowing that to be what is. And as your attention is around your chest area, you may notice what's experiencing there. What's the weight of your body, the distribution of your body? A tightness or a looseness, a warmth or a coolness, a tingliness, or nothing. It is what it is in this moment. And as we allow the attention to move from this area, using the out-breath to let go of the chest, torso and abdomen, move your attention to your buttocks, and to your back and shoulders. Allowing yourself to notice the feelings that are going on as the weight of your body goes through these areas. There are noticing of the squishing, the stretching, or the discomfort, the pushing, itching, or there are areas of warmth. Maybe using your mind's eye to be curious about how the spine is. Perhaps following the spine along the back. Getting a sense of how the natural curvature of your spine is just now in this moment. Noticing how your attention may be drawn to certain areas of your back. What's going on there? Allowing whatever is in this moment to be just what it is. An acceptance and allowing. It is what it is. And then using the exhalation to let go of the tension on your buttocks, back and shoulders. And using the inhalation to pass down your arms, down through your upper arms and elbows, and forearms to your hands and to your fingers of your left and your right hand. So noticing your fingers, noticing the little finger. How is the little finger just now in this moment? Is there a sense of the nail or the space between the next finger? Or is it in contact with the floor? Noticing what's going on here now. Your little finger. Moving attention to the other fingers in your hand. There, perhaps a tingling, a warmth, a moistness, dryness, itchiness. Maybe there's no feeling just now. Or a numbness, a sleepiness, a deadness. It may be that your mind has wandered Just allowing that, noticing that to be where your attention is just now. Bringing it back, this attention in your fingers, the fingers of your left and the fingers of your right hand. Maybe that you're aware of the air circulating around your hands, of the blanket, or pressure from the floor. It's giving a warmth or a coolness. It's noticing that that is what's going on just now, the fingers, your hands. And then moving attention to your thumbs. What's that like now, your thumbs? Do your thumbs feel in connection with your fingers? There are noticing of the bones, the temperature, warmer or colder, tingling again, or is there nothing? What is here in this moment is all that there is. Moving attention to the palms and the back of your hand. Noticing what these are like here now in this moment. Whether there's a coldness, a dryness. Whether there's a sense of the bones or the connection of the muscles and bones to the hands and fingers and thumb. Whether there's a tingliness, or perhaps there's nothing. And then with the out-breath, letting go of the attention to your hands. And with the in-breath, attending to your wrists and forearm. What's going on now in this moment to these areas in your body? The sense of pressure as it's engaged with the floor. Using the mind's eye to have a sense of the bones and blood and muscle. As the body continues to pump blood from the heart right down to your fingers. Being curious whether that is in awareness. It may be that there's no feeling here just now in this part of the body. That is what is. And then gently moving attention up from the forearm to the elbow, the bend in the arm. What's going on here just now in this part of your arm? The outer elbow or the inner elbow? Is there a sense of the skin stretched or loose, warm, cold, tingly? Maybe that you've become distracted. If you find your thought or your attention has gone elsewhere, just gently bringing your attention back to the elbow of your right and the elbow of your left arms. Noticing what is here now in this moment. And then moving attention from the elbow to the upper arm, to where the muscles of the biceps and the triceps are? Is there a sense of these muscles or the skin in contact with the floor? The relaxed nature of the arm now as it's rested on the floor. What's going on here now? Is there a tingling, a warmth? A numbness? Or maybe there's something else going on just now. What else is going on just now in this area? Has it got edges? A colour or a tone to it? Allowing yourself to be curious about what's going on just now in your upper arms. Now, with an out breath, letting go of the attention on your arms and moving your attention to your upper shoulders and neck area. Noticing here that perhaps there's tension, twinges. Noticing the neck, the shoulders. Maybe air circulating. What's the feeling here? As you move to the top of your torso. Bony areas of the collarbone and the neck. Where the windpipe and the throat are all contained. Perhaps again using the inner eye to have a sense of your voice box, your windpipe, all the bones supporting your arms, collarbone, the tops of your ribs. Just allowing to be what is, these sensations here now in this moment. And then with the out-breath, letting go of the attention of your neck and the shoulders. Moving attention to your head. Maybe the area of your head against the floor or the cushion or the pillow. Noticing what that might be like. Feeling of your hair on the scalp. Noticing warmth or coolness. Just allowing whatever is here just now to be what is here. This experience is what is now in this moment. And moving attention from the back of the head to your face, your mouth. What's going on here now in your mouth? Your lips and your tongue. Is there an experience of the warmth or moisture in your mouth? Sense of the teeth. What's going on here? Is there a dryness, perhaps? A tingliness. Maybe there's no sensation. Maybe you're noticing urges, breathing or swallowing. Just being curious with what's going on just now. And moving attention to your nose. Noticing the breath in through the nose and out through the nose. having a curiosity to what does that feel like now in this moment? What's going on? Noticing perhaps the connection, the nose and the windpipe and the throat. Allowing what is to be what is in this moment. Then moving attention from the nose to the eyes. Noticing the sorts of messages that now are arising. Noticing whether there's experiences from the eyelids, the eyelids over the eyeballs, or where the eyelids are closed. Noticing the feelings of the skin around the eyes. Is there a tightness, a moistness, a sleepiness? Or the colours? Maybe there's nothing. Nothing here in this moment. If you find your attention has wandered to thoughts, to daydreams, just noticing that and allowing your attention to come back to exploring the experiencing of now in this moment and your eyes. And then allowing the attention to move gently to the ears. What's going on in the ears just now? Feelings of coolness or warmth, of prickliness. Maybe of tingliness. Or maybe there's just nothing here now in this moment. Then moving to the sensations of the skin on the forehead and round the temples and the cheeks and the chin. There's a feeling of the air against the skin. Noticing the skin perhaps is relaxed or tense. Itchy or dry, tingling. Maybe there's a sense of furrows in the brow or the laughter lines. It's noticing what is here now in the face. And thinking of the face and head as a whole. Allowing the attention to move from the face and head to awareness of the body lying on the mat, bed, blanket or floor. Just an awareness of the body as it is now in this moment. A complete awareness encompassing your body, here, now. And if you like, inviting yourself to use the breath as a means to connect with the body. So using the in-breath. So using the in-breath and using your mind's eye as the in-breath starting at the tip of your toes. And the in-breath drawing through your legs and hips and abdomen, body, heart, head, out to the top of your head. Then using the exhalation starting from the top of your head and sweeping down your head and shoulders and chest and hips, thighs and knees, heels and toes. and out. So the in-breath coming in through your toes and out through the head. And the out-breath from the head, shoulders and down through and out to your toes. Allowing this experiencing of the breath to engage the body as a whole here now in this moment. And now as this body scan comes to a close, just gently acknowledging you have allowed yourself to be a nurturing of your body. You've allowed yourself to be kind and compassionate and allowed your body to share with you what it's experiencing. So gently opening your eyes, wriggling your toes and fingers. You may just want to stay in this position for a moment or two, perhaps raising your knees if they're not already done so. Shuffling your arms a little bit more and your legs as you open your eyes and gain a sense of where you are. And gently rolling onto your side, either your left or your right side, whichever is most comfortable for you now in this moment. And perhaps staying on your side for a moment. Just looking round, noticing what's here now in this space. And then just gently easing up to a sitting position. And congratulating yourself for having done this body scan.